right. Now, here is the question. Could you, in good conscience, in fair conscience at least, neglect to mention this part of your duty to your mother? Yes, Bobby said at once, although he understood doing such a thing would mark a large change in his life and would be risky. He was more than a little afraid of his mom, and this fear was only partly caused by how angry she could get and how long she could bear a grudge. Mostly it grew from an unhappy sense of being loved only a little and needing to protect what love there was. But he liked Ted. And he had loved the feeling of Ted's hand lying over his own, the warm roughness of the big palm, the touch of the fingers, thickened almost into knots at the joints. And this wasn't lying. Not really. It was leaving out. You're really sure? If you want to learn to lie, Bobbio, I suppose leaving things out is as good a place to start as any, an interior voice whispered. Bobby ignored it. Yes, he said, really sure. Ted, are these guys just dangerous to you or to anybody? He was thinking of his mom, but he was also thinking of himself. To me, they could be very dangerous indeed. To other people, most other people, probably not. Do you want to know a funny thing? Sure. The majority of people don't even see them, unless they're very, very close. It's almost as if they have the power to cloud men's minds, like the shadow on that old radio program. Do you mean they're... well... he supposed supernatural was the word he wasn't quite able to say. No, not at all. Waving his question away before it could be fully articulated. Lying in bed that night and sleepless for longer than usual, Bobby thought that Ted had almost been afraid for it to be spoken aloud. There are lots of people, quite ordinary ones. We don't see the waitress walking home from work with her head down and her restaurant shoes in a paper bag. Old fellows out for their afternoon walks in the park. Teenage girls with their hair in rollers and their transistor radios playing Peter Tripp's Countdown. But children see them. Children see them all. And Bobby, you are still a child.